The Norfolk Broads, which is to say the vast flat areas of marsh and empty land that separate the towns and villages of Norfolk, can be a lonely place. As we have seen before, its emptiness has brought forward the more popular and more lethal stories of East Anglian folklore, such as the Lantern Men and the Black Shuck. Either way, it's always been at the heart of Norfolk life, and it's one of those things that separate cities like Norwich from its neighbours, keep it apart. These days, it's also not only the country's largest protected wetland and one of the most popular inland waterways in Britain, but historically it was always an essential transport network for peat, thatching reed and marsh hay. The marshes and hidden waterways also separated the lovely villages that find themselves embraced by the Norfolk Broads, along with their medieval country churches. Ranworth is just one such place, with its staith, which is an old Norfolk word for a landing stage for loading and unloading cargo, its ancient malt houses, and its picturesque thatched cottages, like a place designed to be put on postcards. But not all in Ranworth is as idyllic as all of this. The church in Ranworth, St. Helens, is equally pretty, during the daytime at least, for many locals who have lived in the village all their lives and grown up on old stories take a little more care around St. Helens Church. For this church harbours a couple of ghosts whose existence and behaviour is anything but holy. My name is Richard Shepherd, and this is Hallowed Histories. St. Helens Church, overlooking the villages and the broads beyond, was completed in 1450, and many of its medieval treasures survived the Reformation. These treasures included a rood screen, a 15th century illuminated manuscript called the Ranworth Antiphona, and several frescoes restored in the late 1890s, after a long period of disuse. It's well worth a visit, even if you're not in the mood to spy a ghost, and its thatched roof can easily let you imagine that you've gone back in time walking its grounds, breathing in the cold winter air. The church is dedicated to St. Helen, who was a popular patron of ancient English churches. Some accounts say that Helen was a princess, the daughter of King Cole, who was king of the Britons and was born in Colchester, and there she remains a patron saint of the city. Helen married a Roman general, Constantius Chlorus, and became the mother of Constantine the Great, the first Christian emperor of Rome, upon whom she was said to have a great influence. A formidable woman, her church could certainly dominate the skyline of Ranworth. The climb up its flint-lined tower of 89 spiral steps and two ladders offers unparalleled views of the five Norfolk Broads. Indeed, the whole of the Norfolk Broads river system is visible, interlaced with boats that weave their way in a constantly changing pattern of light through farmland and marshes that still grow traditional Norfolk thatching reed. However, this is to be seen during the afternoon, with the sun brightly lit. At the first pale light of day, we run the risk of glimpsing the first spectre associated with St. Helens and Ranworth, the ghost of Brother Pacificus. When conditions and timings are right, Brother Pacificus may be seen in his traditional monk's habit rowing his small boat either towards or away from the church, with his small dog standing in the prow. The story goes that during the 1530s, Brother Pacificus of the nearby St. Bennet's Abbey undertook the work of restoring the rood screen of St. Helens. Always accompanied by his little dog, he would leave the abbey early each morning, row his boat across the broads to the church in order to carry out the restoration work, and each evening he would return by this same route. One evening, upon his return to St. Bennet's, Brother Pacificus found to his horror that his fellow monks had all been murdered by King Henry VIII's troops as part of the dissolution of the monastery. Devastated, Pacificus lingered for years amidst the blackened ruins until eventually he died out of loneliness and grief. The local villagers, who knew of his devotion to Ranworth, took his body across the Bure River and lovingly laid it to rest in the shadow of St. Helens, the church that he clearly adored and for which he had worked so hard. They say that sometimes in the early hours of the morning, when it is just light, Brother Pacificus' little boat may still be seen moored up to the bank, and sometimes a little dog lays asleep in it, waiting patiently for the return of his master, who has been conducting penance inside St. Helens, the aged monks seen kneeling in an attitude of prayer before the centre opening of the rood screen. If those who spy him leave him alone, Pacificus returns to his little boat at nightfall, where he rows back to St. Bennet's with his little dog sitting up perkily in the stern. Should anyone approach this penitential figure before his prayers are done, however, he said to fade away into nothingness. A Reverend James Brewster of Balliol College, whilst on holiday in 1930 and about to enter a narrow waterway leading to Ranworth Broad, saw a boat being rowed towards him. Pulling into the side to make room, the visitor waited for it to pass by, and as he did so noticed that the rower was a monk in a black habit, and although clearly aged, had the kindest face he had ever seen on any man. The monk smiled his thanks at James Brewster as he passed by, before dissolving into nothingness just a short distance on. Dr. Brewster thought there had been a small white dog in the boat, but he couldn't be sure. Apparently Brewster was so moved by the expression on this man's face that he failed to make inquiries thereabouts about who was this monk. He was to learn from one of the locals who told him that what he saw was our monastic friend, Brother Pacificus, going home after his labours, and there was no real or known reason why it should not have been. The second ghostly tale associated with Ranworth and St. Helen's Church is a little more gruesome, and miles away from splashing about with Brother Pacificus in the river. You see, this is one of the oldest types of stories, and often the bloodiest. A story about a man who was said to have made a pact with the devil on New Year's Eve. In 1770, the east wind of winter blew across the marshes and broads from the cold North Sea. Colonel Thomas Sidney was a resident in Ranworth Old Hall. He was a notoriously foul-tempered, tired soldier, a gambler, and perhaps worst of all for the English, a bad loser. It was indeed lucky they'd never got much practice at losing, for he was a noted sportsman, and his neighbours were wary of getting on his wrong side by even challenging him in a contest. At the New Year's Hunt meeting that year, Sidney challenged a neighbour to a race, matching their horses over the fields. But much to the colonel's surprise, his neighbour outpaced him in the steeplechase, heading, it seemed, for an easy win. Not to be bested, the colonel drew his pistol and shot the neighbour's horse out from under him. The frightened animal reared and sent his rider flying. The challenger broke his neck, dying instantly before the beast's hooves trampled his body. Unknowing of the fate about to befall him, and with neighbours too scared to act against him, Sidney had no shame though, and with neighbours too scared to act against him, he had no compunction about appearing at the annual hunt ball held later that very night. Dressed in his finery, he proceeded to get well into his cups, and generally make a nuisance of himself as was his custom. As midnight struck, however, the doors of the old hall crashed open, and at the threshold stood a tall, featureless and slender man, so darkly dressed that his figure merged with the night behind him. Upon witnessing this apparition, Sidney's mouth gaped. For once in his life he was silent. The figure approached, threw the colonel across his shoulder, and marched him outside and heaved the frozen figure across his saddle. The head of the wild hunt apparently had come to claim his own. With steadied ease, the devil mounted his black steed, and in a second he, the horse, and the terrified captive raced across Ranworth Broad, steam rising from the water wherever hellish hoof touched. Sidney finally found his voice and screamed, begged and cursed. Nothing could forestall his awful fate. He was bound for the infernal underworld, and Colonel Sidney was never seen again, at least not alive. But every year on New Year's Eve, or so it is said, the devil rides across Ranworth Broad to recapture his victim in full view of St. Helen's Church. This legend, so unlike its predecessor and the gentle Brother Pacificus, became a warning tale told abroad in children so as to keep them from venturing outside at night. Thank you very much for listening. This episode of Hallowed Histories was hosted by me, Richard Shepherd, with additional research by Dr. Linda Shepherd and technical support by Stephen Leslie Parks. You can find more about us at our website, hallowed-histories.org, and feel free to write to us at hallowedhistories@gmail.com. Thank you very much.